This week on Video Deathloop. Plus, a battle of two titans. Hello and welcome to Video Deathloop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton. Aaron?
Hey, John.
What was that?
That was a pause. That was a pause just to see what would happen if I didn't speak back immediately. Which I think like these real experimental kind of forms of audio, I think they go real well at the beginning of an episode. You know, when people are trying to like get a handle on like, oh, what's this show like? It's when there's like 5 or 6 awkward seconds of silence.
Yeah.
I think people love that generally.
You know what? When I'm listening to my favorite podcast, whatever it may be, you know, like when they
go
to
American Murder.
Yeah.
It's a combination. Someone killed Ira Glass and we've got to find out who did it.
Exactly. Yeah. You got it in one. It's a 8 episode part series. I just listen to it nonstop.
That sounds great.
I put it on loop. It's pretty
good.
I'd love
to know who murdered Ira Glass.
You know,
finally, like he had what's coming to him.
The truth will shock you, and I've not gotten to it yet. I've just like I listened to all the episodes in loop over and over again, and it's one of those where they keep leading you on throughout the whole season, and they never actually solve anything at the end. It's lame. It's a little lame, honestly.
I mean, honestly, it sounds like an episode of This American Life. I mean, there's no real resolution. It's just a thoughtful story about, you know, someone's life or unique circumstance that someone comes. There's nothing really to learn. You just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I mean, it's entertainment. It's entertainment that you were learning a thing, but maybe not a useful thing in that process. But yeah, like I love it when there's just an awkward silence where there's nothing, no music, nothing in between, and especially love it when it's like oh, did everything break on me in the at the very beginning, because it's a two-layer level at that point. One, the audience is in on the joke now.
Yeah, it's intensely weird where doing this podcast remotely, and when you hear silence, is Aaron doing a bit, or has this very fragile connection between the two of us broken down, and how long do I let this bit go on?
Right.
And listen, we all have challenges in our life, and that was just one of yours. It's an unnecessary challenge. What I'm immediately regretting.
I feel like I failed the challenge
for like 3 minutes. But
I feel like I failed the challenge. Aaron, did I fail the challenge?
I was just going to be silent until something happened.
Okay.
Just to see. Okay. I mean, just to see. Just let that, you know, let nature spool out. Let's find the way that this history is going to go.
I'm about to change the loop to John Cage 433 just for this shit. Just because
I don't know what that is, and I'm very excited.
Oh god, it's the John Cage song where there's nothing in it, like it's complete silence, and you're supposed to listen to what's around you.
No,
there's nothing to it.
And I you like do, that
you anywhere. Yeah, 4-3.
I like it.
Yeah,
but you're supposed to listen, and we can't do that. We actually have to make noise.
Yeah, yeah, we have.
I mean, apart from just then, which it was a choice. We have to make noise or else people won't listen to the show.
Yeah. I mean, like, surely there's a podcast that is like 60 minutes of silence and it's just interrupted with Manscaped ads every so often, or like our Keeps or whatever, like in the between. Surely that's a podcast, right? Like someone's got to have that grift going
John, holy shit. It's just silence.
Yeah. Pure silence.
Contemplative silence. But every now and then you get an advertisement.
Yeah, exactly. Like every 15 minutes or so, like, you know,
it's just completely unprepared. Like there's no like outro music. It's just your silence. You're zoning out, you're feeling the universe, you're connecting with the oneness of all, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, are your balls hairy? Do you need your balls cut? Try Manscaped.
Yeah. I like to think that it opens up with an ad too, like some podcasts do, because like you get that means you could get to like appreciate the silence, enjoy the silence, like Depeche Mode wanted you to do.
John, this is a pretty good idea. I'm kind of in love with it.
We it's a side podcast now. It's Aaron and John. Aaron and John don't talk for an hour.
And you have to know we will be. We're just going to be sitting there. We're not going to be talking. We're not going to record nothing. Like, we're going to record silence. It's not going to be just nothingness. It's going to be recorded silence.
It's got to be real time. It's got to be a real time of a period of time where actual silence is being. It cannot be generated silence like that. Is just like,
I mean, that destroys the entire idea of it. That destroys the entire idea of it for us to like generate. It's got to be, we spent time creating the silence by being quiet, and now you should listen to it.
Yeah,
it's, and enjoy it. We made it for you.
Hard work went into this silence, and you're going to enjoy it. You're going to eat the whole plate of silence.
Boy, I almost don't want to release this episode now. I know we've come up with a lot of ideas on this podcast with zero follow through on literally any of them. But this one, I don't know. It's kind of worming its way into my heart.
Oh, we got time. We can make it happen. We got all the hours right before release to make it happen if we really wanted to.
The increasingly narrow amount of time between when this podcast is recorded and when it goes out to the public.
Which I am stalling for no reason at all. but Aaron, I do have a video for you. I chose a video with sound and video, which the audience can't see the video part, but they can hear a little clip of the audio part at the beginning.
Sure.
But it's on loop. You have no idea what it is, correct?
I don't.
Good. I want to make sure that the audience knows that you, Aaron Littleton, have no idea what the video is.
Yep. As the co-host, I can be quiet, but I cannot know the video.
Right. Then I'm going to show it to you until one or both of us crack at 3, 2, 1.
All right. Let's watch this video. Right. Ooh, American Wholesale Fireworks, buy fireworks online.
Yeah.
Boob, wow. Dragon with wings.
Yeah, this is a demonstration video for Dragon with Wings.
It's a sort of a plastic looking dragon toy. There's what looks like kind of a firecracker or something in its mouth.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be its tongue or it's breathing fire. It's definitely smoking fire. It looks like it's smoking a gigantic doobie.
I mean, it might be. It might be.
Yeah.
And that's it. Goodness. Then there's a secondary effect. Now there's a third effect where the dragon starts shitting fire. Okay. Yeah, this went from what I thought was maybe the most pathetic firework I've ever seen to I might have to buy one of these.
Yeah, you can subscribe for new video, not videos. Video.
They've got one more. Okay, great. Fireworks, huh?
Yeah, fireworks. You know, we're approaching that time where America is thinking about fireworks nearly all the time.
Yes.
Setting them off even more than we think about them, to be honest. Wow, that's a long lead out for this video. I just realized through the loop.
Yeah, we get a good shot of that logo for like 10 seconds at the end.
And with by the way, silence.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no audio to speak of, really.
Mm-hmm.
The dragon, what do you think? What do you think? Who's the target audience for this? Children?
I think adults? Children. It's children.
Yeah. I mean, they'd probably like to see a dragon breathing fire for a little bit. I think the problem is you're going to, like, the dragon's actually kind of nicely sculpted. Like, it's got some details for a dragon.
That
shoots fire out of its butt in a way that I think every child in the world, as soon as it's no longer on fire, is going to reach for this thing and scald their hand meats just so thoroughly. I want to touch it. I'm a 41-year-old man who's burned himself with fireworks so many times. Mm-hmm. And even I want to grab that thing the second it stops shooting fire. I mean, it's so touchable.
Yeah, it's very well sculpted for what it is. It's like a fun little dragon. It's like a Puff the Magic Dragon type thing, and it's got like these cartoony features and big eyes, and it just like it's a little adorable for something that's spitting actual fire and flame at you.
Hey, John, you said something, and you said Puff the Magic Dragon. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I definitely have heard the word Puff the Magic Dragon.
Right.
But I feel like I have 100% missed Puff the Magic Dragon in my life. Like, I don't really like nothing. There's no mental image when I hear Puff the Magic Dragon. Okay. I just hear Puff. Like, what is Puff the Magic Dragon?
Puff the Magic Dragon is he's a magic dragon who, here's the part where I'm going about to fail you because it's a song, first of all.
But what song. Is it just a song? Is that it? Is it just a song or is there like a cartoon or something attached to it?
There might have been at some point on that, but as far as I know, like the way I knew Puff the Magic Dragon was there was a children's album on vinyl, by the way, that like I had growing up that had like it said Puff the Magic Dragon and other children's songs on it, and I would listen to it, and it had this dragon on it, and it was not nearly as cool as the dragons on the heavy metal cover, right. But you know what, it was my dragon, and dragon. I got to own it.
Yeah I mean, even kind of the dorkiest dragon, still a dragon,
still a dragon, still like, you know, like setting fires, like going around puffing he can only puff smoke, I remember.
Is that right? What? See, there's Puff the Magic Dragon lore. Like, I don't know any of that. I know there's like, okay, here's what I know of Puff the Magic Dragon. I think that song, I think I know the second lyric to the song. I think it goes, Puff the Magic Dragon. That's the first lyric.
Yeah.
Lived down by the sea. Is that right?
He lived down by the sea.
And that's it. That's it.
That's all I remember.
That's all I know. Like, where did Puff the Magic Dragon come from? Was it just a song? Did someone just make up a song about a dragon? And that's all, like, there's no, like, deeper Puff lore? Or is it, like, a story or a cartoon? You know, toy line, fable? I just don't know.
Right. Well,
I feel like I'm missing some context.
I'm actually pulling up the lyrics because I was deeply curious at this point on this, like, where Puff... Like it's, yeah, I live by the sea.
Yep.
And the next line actually has that very information we're looking for. It's like, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hona Lee.
Okay.
Which feels like they were really, really kind of.
They needed something to rhyme.
Yeah. Like they were like, there's a lot of things to rhyme with sea, but it's a song by Peter, Paul, and Mary, by the way.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. Okay. Well, that's a, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly some people who did they also do hang on a minute did they do the Skinnamarinky Dink song?
Oh man, they might.
Do you know
have.
What I'm talking about with the little,
I know what you're
is
like
is that Paul, Peter, Paul, and Mary, or is that somebody else?
I don't know, and I'm not gonna look that up just because I'm still mesmerized by the lyrics, but that sounds like, in my head I hear the same band, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of, you know, Jesus's disciples, and then they made up songs in the 60s or 70s, perhaps.
Yeah, this song, I'm reading through the lyrics, it's about how dragons never age, but like I guess like a like little kid came and brought him like cool little things and like little toys and sealing wax and fancy stuff, and then the kid grew up and the dragons still just age, and like the kid doesn't come back no more and he's sad because of it.
And that's the song. That's the song for children. You're going to abandon everyone you love when you get older. That's the song.
I guess so. I mean, it's like,
that's the lesson, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's just like this firework. You are going to be enamored with this firework at first. You're going to light it up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're going to want to touch it.
Yeah.
You're going to grab it while it's heating, like pulsing flame or whatever. And then you're going to put it on a shelf for a while. And then you're going to forget about it and probably move. And when you move, you're going to put a bunch of things in the box. And you see this dragon. And it's like, oh, I don't need to bring this like burnt dragon with me.
Yeah.
To my next home. I'll just throw it in the trash with the rest of the crap at this point, and that's going to be the fate of this firework toy.
This is a firework I kept because it burned me. There's you can still got the dragon, but it has like a sort of blackened hand shaped like layer of skin melted onto the outside of it.
Yeah, it's like my skin. Yeah, I burned myself on it.
That's where I melted my skin onto this thing when I grabbed it too quickly.
This is where I got my second degree burns.
Okay, so there's just no. What was that? What didn't? Wasn't there a cartoon that was like about? Was it? Hang on. Was it called Pete's Dragon? Is that what I'm getting this confused with? Because I don't know anything about Pete's Dragon either.
I think there's Pete's Dragon. That was
what's
like
Pete's Dragon?
I don't. I don't think I've ever actually watched that. I think I don't know on that one. I want to say it's one of those Disney, like, you know how Disney had those films where, like, they had their Disney films and then they had like the ones where they just did weird things.
Like, I think the lowercase D Disney.
Yeah,
films.
Lowercase D Disney. And I think in my head, someone out there in the Disney
fandom screaming right now. They're screaming at so me. Hard. They love Pete's Dragon.
They should go subscribe to their Silence podcast on that one.
Find some peace.
Yeah.
With our 1 hour of silence broken occasionally by a podcast podcast.
Exactly. But I think it was like one of those at least the lowercase D Disney ones where it was not nearly as good.
I think there's also some of those there's something about films that were made maybe like around the time that you were born, right? That like you just never get around to watching them. Because by the time you're old enough to maybe watch them, they're kind of old and you don't have any interest in them, but they're not so old to be classics. And so you know, I would probably have more likely as a child seen like a Sleeping Beauty or a Snow White or something rather than Pete's Dragon, because Pete's Dragon was probably contemporary with my birth or close to it.
Yeah,
and so like the adults in my life that would be like, here's a movie, watch this movie and be quiet for a minute. Like they have no connection to it because it came out when they were an adult.
Right. Yeah, they don't have like the thoughts and process where it's like, oh, I remember that as a kid on that. I just remember like this is hopefully something that will entertain for a while I can think about this crippling debt.
Yeah. You don't want to watch. I mean, it might be like interesting, but it's not especially nostalgic. You know, I'd be more likely to be nostalgic for a thing that actually came out when I was, say, 10, rather than something that came out when I was a baby, because I would never have seen the thing as a baby.
Yeah, you know? Like things from the late 70s, where like it's like right before we were born around that time.
Yeah,
like that. It's that little period in there where it's where it's just outside of our reach. It's not something that we experienced because it was too old by the time we could have memories and stuff.
I think of things like The Black Cauldron.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Black Cauldron. I have no, it sounds like something I might enjoy because I did read some of those books when I was a kid but I never saw the movie because it was, you know, it just probably came out in like 5 years before I was born or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched it once, I remember, and I don't remember anything striking that came out from it that it felt very much like, you know, it was just like, it's like we have our we got to keep our animation department busy or they will leave us.
Yeah, it's like with the Roman legions, you know, it's like, okay, Rome wanted to have a large standing army. But the problem with a large standing army that doesn't have anybody to fight is they end up causing trouble. So you just make them build roads. And that's why Rome had so many like roads and aqueducts, because they just make their soldiers build shit to keep them busy.
Keep them from
raiding their own towns.
Yeah. I want to say that film like maybe got like restarted like two or three times too. So maybe it was like double extra busy work in the long stream of things too.
That's when they were like, I know this. Like there was an era of time in like the 70s where, you know, the traditional animation process is you draw it in pencil and then you ink out, you do like, you know, inking.
Right.
You're tracing it in ink. And then they color it, right? And to save money, they would do it in pencil and then they would Xerox it. They would Xerox the animation cells and that would just, it would like darken up the pencil lines. And so there's this era of like Disney films in the 60s and 70s, especially, where it looks very sketchy. And it's because they just Xerox to darken the pencil lines. And it just has a real different like look to it. But it was just them trying to cut out the inkers.
Yeah, yeah. So it
was the AI of their time. It's yeah, like, we don't want to animate this. Let's have ChatGPT do it.
Pencil.GPT.
Yeah. It was more like pencil.xerox.
The attempt was like, I remember like some of those films kind of like it has a unique style to it that kind of works, but like if there's no substance to whatever they're trying to do, it's nothing.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't know. I don't have any context for like if the Black Cauldron was good, if it wasn't. It was Pete's Dragon, kind of in that same era, because like, you know, 70s era was very high fantasy, kind of like people ripping off Tolkien and that kind of thing. So that was just like in the air back then. So it seems like if there was like a Pete's Dragon movie, it would have been like late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, I could imagine that, like kind of around that same boat. I don't think Pete's Dragon or Puff the Magic Dragon shat out fire, though, like this firework.
I mean, we don't know. Neither of us have any context for either Pete or Puff, right? So, true. I mean, that could absolutely be part of the deep lore of Puff the Magic. Like, why doesn't he breathe fire? Well, because he farts fire.
Oh.
He's got to get the fire out somehow.
Yeah, the fire is burning up in there. It's got to get out somewhere. He's got, you know, he's a little sick up. Like he's a little sick. He's got to hack it up.
Okay, let's imagine a battle and it's between Pete's Dragon and Puff the Magic Dragon.
Okay.
And they're both these kind of cutesy, like, you know, puffy, plasticky, green looking dragons, like the BW-1612 dragon with wings fireworks that we're watching.
Yeah.
Except that Pete's dragon breathes fire out of his mouth. Puff the Magic Dragon breathes fire out of his ass.
Okay.
Who wins in a fight?
Oh,
like physical capabilities being the same, right? Like otherwise, the only difference between these two dragons, they're both friendly. They've been forced into this fight. They don't really want to fight. They probably aren't great at fighting. But one of them has fire coming out the back. One of them has fire coming out the front. Where is your battle advantage there? Or is there one?
If I'm in the audience and I've seen these two friendly dragons forced to fight each other, and I'm betting on this, like the good human that I am, on this battle to the death here. I would say, I will say that Pete's Dragons, the one thing I remember from Pete's Dragon is that like how weirdly the dragon was animated. It felt like he had big feet for some reason.
Well, I mean, this dragon has pretty big feet.
It's pretty big feet. It's pretty big feet, but it's like, I don't know. Pete's Dragon was just kind of on another level. It's like you had to go like an exercise or two of Nike Air Jordans for this dragon.
I'm just saying for this battle, I guess I'm really wanting to evaluate fire out of the mouth versus fire out of the ass for
a
combat. So like as all physical characteristics, otherwise I'm going to say they're all a wash.
Okay. I will say that I think fire out the back, especially against two friendly dragons,
yes,
I think it's going to be more likely that either we'll Puff the Magic Dragon will try to turn tail and run and accidentally fire the fire outside the backside and make that happen and cause damage more so than it would be for Pete's Dragon, who, as far as I'm aware, like, may put out fire in there, but probably wouldn't willingly do it.
Okay, well, I mean, they're being coerced, they're being forced, right? Like, so this is So Pete's dragon. Who is the boy in Puff the Magic Dragon?
It doesn't say. Jack something, actually.
Jack. Okay, Jack is in Puff the Magic Dragon. Pete, I'm guessing, is Pete's dragon. I'm guessing Pete and Pete's dragon are friends, right? Okay, so
Jackie Paper. Yeah, Jackie Paper was the name of the kid.
Okay, Jackie Paper, Pete, Puff the Magic Dragon's friend. He's been captured.
Mm-hmm.
So has Pete. So Jackie and Pete have both been captured. They've been
the name of the kid's name is Paper, and the Puff, the dragon's name Puff. And okay, all right. Anyway, yeah, I see what you're getting at. See.
Yes. It's a song about marijuana, John. Okay, move past it.
But I'm like,
it's a song about weed.
I know, but I just didn't think it was that obvious from there. I didn't realize it was on the level of Dre saying smoke, Snoop Dogg saying smoke weed every day on the Dre song.
Listen, it's of course Peter, Paul, and Mary. They're making songs about weed. That's just what they do.
Right.
All right. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in fictional dragon fights. Okay.
Pete,
and what's his name? Jackie. Pete
Jackie,
and Jackie, they've bit Jackie Paper.
Mm-hmm.
They've been captured by someone treacherous. Okay.
Cool.
It's the Taliban. Okay. The Taliban has captured Pete.
Not and again. Not
yes,
again.
I know. always with the capturing of the. And they're saying, just for fun, the Taliban are making them fight, and they will decapitate either Pete or Jackie if the dragon loses, their boy gets decapitated.
Okay.
That's the situation. So
it's a bad situation there.
It sucks. I mean, I'm not making this situation. I didn't make this situation. I'm just telling you what happened.
Yeah, I know. You're telling me the facts, and I appreciate it.
Yes. Okay. So I'm saying there's a real Pete and Puff, though they don't want to fight, will be fighting in a. They will be taking this as seriously as they can.
Okay.
They're not going to run. They're not going to run, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay.
They will be engaging in battle. One dragon will defeat the other. Their only measurable difference is the part of their body that they shoot fire out of.
Okay.
All right.
I think I'm still on Team Backside, actually, on this one, because you got two abilities here. I think Puff the Magic Dragon, if the fire is from the behind, I think you got the ability to, one, run to the sides of the arena, and as you're trying to, trying to increase that distance, you can fire away. You can fire the volley. It's like a warplane. You're shooting backwards behind you.
Right.
And second of all, you got yourselves a nitro boost, where if you need to ram a headbutt into Puff the Magic Dragon before he can get the fire out from his front side at that point, you can kind of fire away, get a little bit of extra speed in there, get a little physical damage in the process. I know this is fire versus fire here in the end, but I do think using the abilities of the backside to the full potential of the fire in the certain parts of the body is incredibly important.
I see what you're saying. I guess I had not considered it could be used, as a jet to accelerate yourself toward the other dragon.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the fire is not their only weapon. They are a dragon. They do have teeth. They have claws. They might be cartoonish and reluctant to use them more or less, but
adorable,
they will use
even.
Them just to keep the Taliban from killing Pete or Jackie.
Right. Right. Is Pete in the stands watching this, or is he in the middle? Is he chained up?
Yeah, they're chained. They're both chained up. They're both chained up.
What about Jackie Paper?
They're right next to it. They've both been captured by the Taliban.
Okay.
And they've got them chained up, and they're ready to chop off their heads.
Okay.
Beloved cartoon character Pete said,
if
Pete's dragon fails to defeat Puff,
the one weakness I would
and vice
say,
versa.
The one weakness I would say of the backside dragon of Puff the Magic Dragon here in our scenario is that it could not, I think your fire and your farting fire is very limited in the end here.
Yeah. I mean, to me, this comes down. They both have their up and their downsides, right? The mouth fire is more accurate, but it comes you have to expose a critical part of your body, right? Like,
right.
You can see where you're going to be shooting that. You have a lot of control. You know, with the deck, you're going to have a more fine-tooth control of where your mouth is pointing, so you can fire. But at the same time, you will have to be attacking head forward. You know, one decent shot to the head, you're done.
Right.
Okay. So Peace Dragon is a glass cannon, if you will.
Right.
Puff, does Puff have the butt fire?
Puff has the butt fire.
Okay. Puff is going to have less accuracy. He's not going to be able to look easily where he's pointing his butt fire at.
You don't need accuracy though when you have biological warfare such as that, though. It's just fire.
It's the same. Same fire. It just comes out of a different hole on the dragon. Okay. So, but at the same time, you're going to be fighting mostly with probably your least critical part pointing to the other person. So you're going to be less accurate, but more defended. You're a tank. Okay, we got a tank. We got tank versus DPS. That's what this is.
Okay? Right. Okay.
Butt fire is tank. Mm-hmm. Mouth fire is DPS. So I honestly think it might come down to what you said about being able to use it for speed. Because that's kind of the one difference. Otherwise it's kind of, you got an advantage and a disadvantage on both sides. Mm-hmm. But using your butt for speed, that if you can edge it out, and then you don't use the fire necessarily to attack with, but rather to, you know, get in for a physical attack, and you can still use your mouth. You can still chomp. You're still a dragon. Yeah. You can chomp. I bet dragons chomp real good.
Yeah.
So no, I think you're right. I think Puff wins. I think Pete gets beheaded by the Talbot. I think that's what happens.
Is this a situation where like one conquers the other and it's just immediately beheaded, regardless of like there's just like there's even if they're like defeated and killed in battle at that point, it just like
what motivates the dragons to fight, because they're both friendly, goofy, like cartoon dragons. Okay. And so it's got to be the, you know, danger of their loved one.
Yeah, so Puff,
the respective like boy,
right?
The Taliban is absolutely standing over there. They've got swords. There's one per each child. They're gonna have a go. They're gonna chop as soon as the dragon battle is declared over. Whoever is the loser, that's what motivates them.
A child is going to cry tonight, regardless of the situation.
Briefly, they're going to cry because they're going to get their head chopped off. They're probably not going to cry at all, actually.
Right.
I guess the other child will be traumatized.
Hold on. Like, yeah, like, is the kid getting chopped? Like,
the kid is in danger. The kid's in danger.
So when one dragon is defeated and like
its respective boy is decapitated. Yes, that's the scenario we've created here. I created that. More you than me.
No. Like you. First of all, it took me an absurdly long time to realize that Pete's dragon. Pete was not the name of the dragon, but Pete's like was probably a boy who is. No, like associated with a dragon. That makes way more sense.
It's Pete's apostrophe dragon.
Right? I know.
Apostrophe S dragon.
For whatever reason in my head, it was like Pete and the dragon were the same. That's why I was confused, I think.
Okay. Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. No.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I guess that's why you made up this whole scenario, because you weren't imagining like a boy being his head chopped off by the dragon. You thought the dragon was going to get his head chopped off.
Yeah, I was just thinking about dragons getting their heads chopped off, kids. You know,
I mean, to be honest, I thought you were a real sicko when you came up with the whole.
Yeah, no,
boys getting their heads chopped off.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
that you like sort of unilaterally came up with without kind of any input from me whatsoever.
The buying fireworks online, huh, Aaron?
America Wholesale Fireworks.com. Let's do it. Let's get one of these dragons. I'm gonna tap.
Okay, good, good. I'm gonna pause it on a frame where the dragon is shooting fire out.
Happy and shooting fire.
Yeah,
not at anyone.
No, not that any specific scenario here. Just beautiful fire being shot out.
Shooting fire for the fun of it. I bet dragon. Okay, I would imagine that shooting fire probably burns a significant amount of calories.
Oh yeah, it's a workout.
So I would say that like dragons, if they ever, you know, they ever like get on a little weight, just breathe some fire, man. That's why you don't often see kind of a pudgy dragon. Like dragons are usually pretty svelte, right? And yeah. So because like breathing fire, think about it. Think about how many like calories that fire is. That's a tremendous weight loss like program right there. Just breathe some fire.
You are a living furnace at that point. Not only are you burning the calories outwards, but you're probably like saving that for later down in there. You're probably burning stuff up as you go along. So you're probably having the exact opposite problem. You're probably going to have to digest a whole lot of food.
Yeah, you got to eat a bunch. Calories.
Yeah,
you got to eat a bunch like a to keep up with it.
Got to get. I mean, you gotta hoard more than gold, basically, as a dragon. You gotta get like a McDonald's or two or something.
You ever see those videos like where Michael Phelps, when he was training for the Olympics, and he was eating like 7 pizzas a day or something like that just to keep his weight up? It's like that.
Yeah, but with dragons, more dragons.
Just becomes expensive. That's why they got that gold. Just a lot of calorie output their body needs.
Yeah, they can't eat the gold, but they can spend it.
Oh, sure they can.
That's why dragons, like, while they're, like, you know, hovering around the sky, flying about everywhere, that's why they're trying to find food. Like, they're drive-through food. They don't have DoorDash. Yeah. They cannot type on cell phones. They're too big for that.
Yeah, they got to go through the Arby's drive-through themselves.
Ooh, yeah, and, like, they gotta make sure it's one of those drive-throughs where, you know, they're like, you must have a car with it, because that's just so annoying.
Yeah, I don't think... I'll be honest. I don't think there's a lot of rules at Arby's. I think most things just kind of go at Arby's.
Come to Arby's. Anything goes.
Absolutely anything goes. I mean, can you see anyone working at Arby's be like, you need a car to go through the drive-thru line?
Yeah. The only thing I remember from the Arby's that we would eat at all the time was like there was like a bell. And if there was good service, you rang the bell, I guess. No, I don't think anyone ever rang the bell.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm completely. I mean, if you describe this as an Arby's that I ate at a lot as well, I don't remember any bells ringing in Arby's. Listen, you get your beef and cheddars or your, you know, big Montanas or whatever, and then you get out.
You get the hell out.
Yeah, it's not a safe place to be in Arby's.
Yeah, you gotta like you get wrapped up in the curly fries before too long.
Yep. Yeah, you'd be drowned in horsey sauce.
Ooh, that is...
That's who killed Ira Glass.
The horsey sauce.
Disgruntled Arby's employees drowned him in the horsey sauce.
Man.
People were pumping. They stored him in the horsey sauce bin, like, and then people were pumping out horsey sauce. It's like that lady that, like, drowned in the water tank, right, on top of the hotel. People were, like, washing in her corpse water for weeks before they found her. Ooh. It's like that, but with horsey sauce and it's Ira Glass.
You know, you think the podcast I listen to would actually get to that point and like just say she was drowned in horsey sauce, but it's they never get to that. Like, thank you for filling that void for me, Aaron.
Yeah, you could skip it. You could skip it. You could just you know, listen to Video Death Loop instead.
Yeah, listen to enjoy the silence.
Yep. Yeah, the silence.
Folks, that's been an episode this week here, the BW1612 Dragon with Wings. Aaron, did you enjoy that?
I did, actually.
Yeah, it's good firework. Good firework.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting time, isn't it, though? We're getting close. Gosh, it's going to sound... I think I complain about this every year. It's like, if you hear fireworks in the background, it's just every person in my neighborhood shooting off fireworks while I'm trying to record a podcast.
Yeah, it's the tents are coming up and there will be loads of fireworks with weird text on them that I'm sure we'll give you. We need to give a full firework report by the time the 4th of July runs around, I think.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. But in the meantime, If you like this podcast, tell a friend, tell many friends, tell your enemies, tell anyone that would listen to a podcast. Like, hey, I got a podcast for you. Check out Video Death Loop. Rate us 5 stars on whatever podcasting platform you may be using. You can ask us questions at videodeathloop.com. Maybe you have your own opinion about Pete's Dragon versus Puff the Magic Dragon.
I'd love to hear. I mean, we both came down pretty strongly that Puff was winning that.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I'd say there's some arguments to be made on the other side. I'd love to hear them.
I also think, like, you know, I think maybe Jackie Paper would be a little bit more conniving. Maybe if Puff was losing, maybe he'd sneak a knife and cut himself down and, like, try to intervene in some way. I don't know. Like, yeah, wrestling match type style.
It's hard to say.
It's for life.
You can't put anything past Jackie Paper.
No, not at all. He has, like, fancy paper and fancy stuff all over. Like, he keeps giving the dragon. Maybe the dragon had a shiv ready or something. Aaron, did I forget anything else? Is that all? That all I need to say?
Just tell everybody have a nice week.
Yeah, have a nice week. Bye.
Bye.